My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast rolling along. Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. Hope he's enjoying his vacation. Got to see, hey, you know one thing. We're going to get it chronicled from Sean. We're going to get the pictures. We'll see how it's going.
He's basically like a travel writer when he goes on vacation.
Yeah, yeah, it's like he's...
He's our own Jack Kerouac, is what he is.
Where did I see him last?
His experience on the road, inspiring a generation to go for it. Like, he went to a game in Arlington, and then he was in Kansas City yesterday, right?
Yeah, so Sean Pendergast is basically doing the thing that, quite frankly, I'm not in a position to do. He's an empty nester. He's got like a 20-year head start on me on, like, you know, making money. And so, like, he's just got all the things going for him. My oldest is...
Kids are all out of college at this point. They have their own jobs and everything.
Yeah.
He's not donating to the GoFundMes of 3 separate, like, hungry mouths anymore. He can just go out and live his life.
Exactly. He's got a kid that just got through law school and, you know, I've got my kid still trying to grab the change that I get from when I pay a cashier. Like, oh, can I?
Yeah.
Dad, can I have the $10 that you get back? You know, like I'm still, yeah. Because of course, to them, $10 is like, you know, a lot of money because they have no sense for it.
Three kids remove every bit of slack from your life. It's just there's no slack anywhere. You just everything's you've got them.
Dude,
holding you down at any given moment. Yeah.
Zero slack at all. So shout out to Sean Pendergast for living his best life. I encourage it and support it. But I got to wondering about this, Seth, with the Texans. Their biggest weakness or their greatest need, however you want to term that, but I think those are the same thing. Your biggest weakness or your greatest need. And I saw this list from CBS Sports that was going over the biggest needs for the AFC teams ahead of training camp. And I thought, oh, well, I cover an AFC team. I know an AFC team, and I feel like I know what their biggest need is. I wonder if CBS Sports agrees with me. And of course, you could maybe point to a number of things that you feel like could be the biggest need, but it seemed pretty obvious to me, and they went with it. And so it's why I posed the question earlier. Do the Texans have a defensive tackle as good as Seth Payne? Now,
yeah, I don't like that question one bit.
Now,
there's almost no way for me to come out of this other than just being incredibly self-deprecating.
Here's one way. Not as good as the Seth Payne that played from 97 to 2007. I think that was your career roughly, right?
Yeah. It was a different era, man. It was a different time. Things were different back then, man.
Very different game. So I'm asking about the Seth Payne that sits across from me right now on July 5th, 2024. And I understand that you haven't been training, and that would be a terrible idea for you to be training. I don't know why you would be doing that anyway. But if you were to, do the Texans have a defensive tackle that could go out there and just give us, like, can we ask for this group of defensive tackles on this team to at least give us a Seth Payne level performance?
Well, I would say yes, but the thing is, like, so I would say things have changed a lot, is that there are just more defensive tackles who are all around three down players, I think, than there used to be, and they do it really, really well. So there used to be more of a place for a run-stuffing defensive tackle, and then you'd have a guy who was more of a pass-rushing defensive tackle. And I could be in there on first and second down, and then nickel comes on the field, and I leave the field so your pass rushers can come in. Because the offenses are so much more versatile now, and because they can run and pass from every formation, there's just less of a clear line. I think it's harder anymore to have a guy that's just a run stuffer. And when you do, you've just got to be really good about matching up to offensive personnel. But there's just there's just so many guys now that are 330 pounds and can also rush the passer, provide push or whatever, that's what you're looking for. So I think they do have guys on this team where the way it's constructed, they've got some guys that are better run players and aren't very good at pass rushing, and then they've got some guys who are smaller and sleeker and very good at rushing from the inside, but you don't necessarily want them out there when you're trying to stop the run. So they can get by with the guys they have right now, but it's not as nice and natural as if you have guys that can just be out there for all three downs and they can stop the run when the offense is in a three wide receiver formation or anything else. So I would say the Foley Fatakasi is the one who's more like an old school run stuffer, and you don't expect that much from him necessarily as a pass rusher. But even Tim Settle, who's a huge dude, he's got like some wiggle to him, you know, like, and he can turn his hips and he can do some good things athletically. So I would like just like to remove me from it. I would say, yeah, all these guys are different athletically than I was.
Yeah.
I probably would have gotten moved to offensive guard in today's NFL. My hips were so stiff. I'm embarrassed sometimes when I go back and watch the stiffness of my hips, Brandon. They would have watched me dancing at a frat party in college or something, and on social media, and they'd be like, oh no, this guy's definitely going to be an offensive guard. There's no way in hell we're allowing him in that D-line meeting room. No, they'll get laughed out of the place.
Hey, man, the great philosopher Shakira once said that the hips don't lie.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, that was me. I'm dancing, ironically enough, to a Shakira song back in college.
I totally understand. So obviously I'm being tongue-in-cheek about you, just throwing you in there to have a little bit of fun with it. But you did give us some insight on what the heart of my question here is, or what I'm really trying to get at here, Seth, and that is, what do they have at defensive tackle? Okay. Like, you mentioned Foley Fatakasi and Tim Settle, just, you know, being a large human being. That is the part that I feel like Texans fans don't necessarily have the greatest sense for, because Sheldon Rankins did leave in free agency. Malik Collins was traded. Tierre Tart is gone. Like, and then they bring in Foley Fatakasi. We obviously know Danico Autry from playing in the division for as long as he has, but I'm uncomfortable with just like sliding him in there as an interior guy, knowing that he plays on the edge as well. I don't know how much necessarily to view him as an interior guy or just view him as a hybrid. Like, what are we dealing with this position
group?
Okay,
I would say, on the whole, this is like a genuinely extremely, extremely competitive situation. Like, maybe more so than I've ever seen at the defensive tackle position for the Texans. Because I think, look, Mario Edwards and Danico Autry, they can both play down inside. They're not big guys, but they are, like, they're tough, like, they'll swing a lead pipe upside your head type of dudes. Like, so they're not afraid to play the run, but, you know, physically they're not a huge presence. Like, where if you got to go out and just, hey, our one objective here is to stuff the run, you're not necessarily going to have those guys in there, but they can play both ways. So, like, I like those guys. But if you go down to the one guy that Nick Caserio, I think this is the only guy that he brought up unprompted this offseason, that when he was in with Sean and I, he brought up McTelvin Aguim, who's a defensive tackle who had been in Denver but was in like a Vic Fangio defense where
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't think his skill set was necessarily suited to a Vic Fangio defense. I think his skill set is much more suited to a D'Amico Ryans defense. Like, I'll just throw him out there because it's a name that hardly anybody knows or has heard of, but I think there's actual genuine potential there. And I would go down the line to, like, Marcus Harris, the draft pick. I think there's genuine potential there. I think Tim Settle, I think there's some untapped potential there. I think that there is there is a chance that one of these guys becomes, and I think this is the way that Nick thinks. Like, I don't think he knows exactly which guy it'll be, but I think there's a chance that one of these guys is a diamond in the rough, and he can end up doing something. Like, I'll throw Feldarius Payne into the mix too, but I think he's much more of a project. So he was the undrafted rookie free agent, but he's very undersized. He was an outside linebacker in Nebraska 3 years ago, 3 years ago. And then had an Achilles tendon tear, and then played inside for Virginia Tech at defensive tackle last year. Like, he'd be a guy more that's probably a pass rusher type, but not necessarily a guy that you want in there versus the run. Like, so there's, you throw Kurt Heinisch back into the mix, who's kind of like more of an old school type of defensive lineman. Like, there's 8-9 guys that are competing for defensive tackle right now that I feel generally pretty good about, that you're going to get better play out of them than you expected. But, like, none of them's a Dexter Lawrence or anything like that.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we don't have a Dexter Lawrence on the roster, but the one thing I am trying to gather beyond just like what do we have is also, what is D'Amico Ryans' type? Like, obviously we know what kind of defense he runs. We got to see that. We've seen that in San Francisco. Got to see it here for a year. We understand that. But this is the first year, to me, it feels like, where, I mean, he'd inherited Malik Collins. Obviously, they brought in Sheldon Rankins. But it feels like now we're going to get a sense for, especially depending on who plays, who wins these competitions, what is his type at that position? What is he looking for? I don't feel like I've got answer.
The most obvious example would be the one guy that they actively went out and tried to get to swap out for Malik Collins.
Yes.
Is Eric Armstead.
Yes.
So, like, Eric Armstead is that new age defensive tackle. And I would say, I mean, there have always been guys like Eric Armstead, but there's just more and more of them now where he's a big dude, not bulky, but long. He's a big guy who can occupy a lot of space, and he can stop the run, but he can also rush the passer really well. So I think ultimately, I'm guessing because D'Amico puts such a premium on physicality, and because in this defense, a lot of times they're actively trying to funnel the run to inside the offensive tackles. They're trying to turn everything back inside. That puts a lot of pressure on your linebackers, especially because they've got pass coverage obligations, but they're also, you know, they also got to come up and stop the run where there's one extra gap to defend inside in this defense. I think that he wants size, he wants length, he wants those things, like almost just by geometry you're helping the linebackers out. You got bigger guys in there, like it's just harder for whether you're playing well or not, it's harder for the offensive line to get past a bigger guy. So that's what he's looking for. And they weren't really able to go out and find one of those guys this year, so I think they're just doing it by committee. It's going to be – you've got bulk with Tim Settle and Foley Fatakasi out there. You've got other guys that can do it athletically. But there's just – there's no way for me to say, oh, yeah, nope, they got this guy, and that's exactly who they're looking for at defensive tackle. I think they like a lot of the things that Mario Edwards and Danico Autry can do athletically, but I don't think he looks at them – you know, they're – when it comes to them playing defensive tackle, they're more along the lines of like a Malik Collins and a Sheldon Rankins, of guys that are big enough and everything, but their calling card is more getting upfield and providing push in the pass game, making plays against the run, but they're not just that menacing hulk of mass there in the middle that makes life miserable in the run game.
He is Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, I think Reed Shepherd is going to steal minutes as a rookie for the Rockets this season. I'll tell you why. That's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.